Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a clean Amen-style drop with Jungle Swing in Ableton Live 12, and we're keeping it beginner-friendly, but still sounding proper. The big idea here is simple. Make the bass line move with the drums instead of fighting them. That matters a lot in drum and bass, because the Amen break already has tons of energy. It's got sharp hits, little ghost notes, and that classic rolling motion. So if the bass gets too busy, too wide, or too long, the whole drop can turn into a muddy mess. We want the bass to lock in, support the break, and leave space for the drums to breathe. Let's start by setting the scene. Open a fresh project in Ableton Live 12 and set the tempo around 172 BPM. That's a sweet spot for classic jungle and modern DNB. Load in an Amen-style break on one track. If you've only got a looped Amen sample right now, that's totally fine. You don't need a complicated chop to start learning the groove. Before you add any bass, just listen. Really listen to where the snare lands, where the kick accents feel strong, and where the break leaves little pockets of space. Those little spaces are gold. In DNB, the best bass lines often live in the drum pockets, not over the top of everything. We're going to build this in layers, starting with the sub. Create a new MIDI track and load operator or wavetable. For the sub, operator is perfect because it keeps things nice and clean. Use a sine wave, keep it mono, and strip away anything extra. We want this layer to be boring on purpose. That's not a bad thing. The sub's job is to stay solid and reliable. Set your amp envelope with a super quick attack, full sustain, and a short release, maybe somewhere around 60 to 140 milliseconds. That gives the notes a little tail without making them sloppy. Now write a basic rhythm. Don't overthink it. Try one root note on the downbeat, then another note after the snare, and maybe one or two short syncopated notes per bar. You want it to feel like it's answering the drums. If the Amen break has a snare hit, or a ghost note, or a tiny gap, that's usually a better place for the bass to move than just filling every empty slot. If you're unsure about note choice, keep it simple. Pick one root note and stick with it for now. That could be something like E, F, G, or depending on the vibe you want. The point is not to show off harmony. The point is to make a strong, clean low end. Now make sure the sub stays centered. If needed, drop a utility after the synth and set width to 0%. That keeps the lowest part of the track mono, which is exactly what we want. Next, let's add the mid-bass layer. Create a second MIDI track and load wavetable. This is where the character comes in. Use two saw oscillators, detune them slightly, and keep the unison low, maybe two voices at first. We want movement, not chaos. Too much detune and the bass starts to blur. In DNB, control is everything. Shape the sound with a filter so it doesn't take over the whole mix. A good starting point is somewhere around 200 to 800 Hz depending on how bright you want it. Then add saturator after the synth, with just a few dB of drive and soft clip turned on. This gives the bass some grit and helps it cut through without needing to be ridiculously loud. If you want a little extra motion, use auto filter with a subtle low-pass sweep or a gentle LFO. Keep it restrained. This isn't supposed to wobble all over the place. It's supposed to feel alive. Now we're going to make the rhythm work. Write the mid-bass so it supports the drums like a conversation. That means short, punchy notes, with gaps left open for the break. Try a simple pattern where the bass hits on the downbeat, then answers after the snare, then drops out for a moment before coming back. That call and response feel is huge in jungle and roller style DNB. If you want a quick example mindset, imagine a dark E minor groove. You could hold E on beat 1, move to G after the snare, then drop to D in the next bar. Nothing fancy, just enough movement to create tension and release. And here's a great beginner trick. Use slightly different note lengths. Not every note should be the same size. If everything is identical, the line can feel robotic. Mixing short stabs with an occasional longer note makes the phrase breathe more naturally. Now bring in some jungle swing. Open Ableton's groove pool and try a subtle groove preset or a swing feel that matches the break. If you know how to extract groove from the Amen loop, that can work too, but a preset is absolutely fine for now. Apply the groove to the bass clip, and maybe to a few drum hits if needed. Keep the groove amount light. Around 10 to 30% is usually enough to start. If you push it too far, the bass can feel loose and disconnected. We want that classic jungle bounce, not a messy shuffle. The goal is for the bass and drums to feel like they're from the same rhythmic world. Now let's clean up the low end. Put EQ8 on your bass tracks. On the sub, keep things clean and simple. On the mid bass, high pass around 80 to 120 Hz so it doesn't fight the sub. That separation is really important. The sub handles the weight. The mid bass handles the character. If the bass sounds boxy, try a gentle dip somewhere around 200 to 400 Hz. And if the bass feels too wide, use utility on the mid bass and narrow it a bit. The low end should stay focused in the center. That's how you get power without mod. Also, don't forget the drums. If the amen break has too much low rumble, trim some of it with EQ8. Sometimes the cleanest mix move is just removing extra low end instead of boosting everything else. At this point, route both bass layers to a bass group. That keeps your session organized and makes it easier to control the whole low end at once. On the group, add glue compressor or compressor very gently. Just a little bit of control, not heavy squeezing. A ratio around 2 to 1, with only a few dB of gain reduction, is usually enough. You can also add a little saturator on the group for density. Again, keep it subtle. We're trying to help the bass translate on smaller speakers, not flatten the life out of it. Now comes the arrangement part, and this is where a lot of beginner drops start to feel more musical. Build a simple 8-bar structure. Bars 1 and 2 can hold the main bass phrase. Bars 3 and 4 can repeat it with one small change. Bars 5 and 6 can remove one hit or add a tiny fill. Then bars 7 and 8 can build tension into the next section. That one small change approach is super important. You do not need to rewrite the whole bassline every time. In jungle and DNB, small changes are often more powerful than big ones. You could mute a hit, jump one note up an octave, add a quick note at the end of bar 4, or open a filter slightly in the second half of the phrase. A nice trick is to use negative space. In other words, sometimes the hardest hitting move is to remove a note. A bass dropout before the next snare can make the return feel way heavier. Automation can help with that sense of movement too. Try automating the auto filter cutoff on the mid bass, or nudging the saturator drive up slightly before a switch. You can even automate utility gain for a quick bass pullback before a fill. Keep these moves subtle. We're making a clean DNB drop, not a giant EDM sweep. The tension should feel controlled. Now do a quick mono check. Put utility on your master or monitoring chain and switch to mono. Listen to whether the bass disappears, gets facey, or loses character. If it does, simplify the detune, reduce stereo width, or clean up any white effects on the mid bass. The sub should remain solid. The mid bass should still have edge, and the amen break should still cut through clearly. This is one of those checks that saves your track later. A drop can sound huge in stereo and then fall apart in mono if the low end isn't solid. A few common mistakes to watch out for: making the bass too busy, putting stereo effects on the sub, letting the mid bass take over the low end, using too much detune, overcompressing the bass group, and ignoring the groove of the amen break. If it feels wrong, don't just keep adding more. Usually the fix is to simplify. Here's a strong beginner practice move: set up 3 different 4-bar bass variations over the same break. Make one very sparse, one with the same notes but different lengths, and one with an octave jump or a short silence before the final bar. Then listen in mono and decide which one locks best with the drums. That's the real lesson here. In drum and bass, a great bass line is not just about sound design. It's about timing, spacing, and groove. The best ones feel tight, disciplined, and smart. So to recap, start with a clean mono sub, add a mid-bass slash re-slayer for movement, write the bass to work with the amen break, use light swing rather than heavy timing shifts, keep the low-end mono and separated, and use simple automation and 4-bar variation to keep the drop alive. Now it's your turn. Build that 4-bar loop. Keep it clean, and let the drums do the dancing while the bass brings the pressure.